Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, 6th verse. Pumso vashasatam yayus.
Pumso vashasatam yayus.
Tadadancha jitatmanaha.
Tadadancha rajitatmanaha.
Nishpalam yad aso rachyam.
Nishpalam yad aso rachyam.
Shetendam prapitastamaha.
Shetendam prapitastamaha.
Translation. Every human being's duration of life is maximum 100 years. Out of these 100 years, persons who cannot control the senses misuse half of them. Therefore, such person's duration of life is 50 years. The other balance 50 years is completely lost because at night he sleeps 8 to 12 hours.
Pungsa varsa satang yayu. Tadadhancha jitatmana nishphalam jadasu ratryam siti andhang prapitastama. Now, Ayudhvaya, Prahlada Maharaj has already explained how these foolish persons are simply wasting time for economic development. I shall get money, and with money, dharma, artha, kama, I shall satisfy my senses. This is why, dharma, artha, kama. Nobody is dying for moksha, dharma, artha. They come to the temple just to become a dharmic, but the real purpose is, my dear Lord, I am a very poor man. Please give me some money. Dharma artha. And what will do with money? Kama. I shall satisfy my senses. This is why. So Krishna gives them. Dijathamang prapadante. It is not that Krishna does not give, Krishna satisfies. All right. Isliye, for this reason, it is recommended that even if you have got some lusty desires to fulfill, still you go to Krishna and he'll satisfy. Don't go to other demigods. Kamasthasya hitajnana jajanti anna devata. Generally, people go to other demigods for fulfilling their lusty desires. Mother Goddess Kali, I am very great devotee of you. Kindly allow me to eat meat. Mother says, all right, bring one black goat and offer me and then take prasadam. This is meant for the meat eaters. The purpose is to restrain him. Instead of purchasing meat from the slaughterhouse, the Shastra says, all right, you meat eat in this way. This is restriction. This is not indulgence. Loki bhavaya amisa madhya seva nityastu jantu. Nahita chodana. To eat meat, to have sex life, amisha madhya seva, and to drink intoxication. These things are naturally there. So why Shastra should encourage them? Yes, you can eat meat by offering puja, worship to Goddess Kali. Yes, you may have sex life by marrying. In this way, the Shastra, there are mentioned. But this is not encouraging. This is restraining. If he is not married, he will enjoy sex life like cats and dogs. Therefore, Shastra says, all right, don't become cats and dogs, become a human being and get married and have your sex life under restraint. Similarly, if you are Rakshasa, you want to eat meat, don't eat like Rakshasa, better offer a goat to be sacrificed before Goddess Kali. This is the goat will be benefited because it is offering his life before Goddess Kali. He will immediately get the body of human being, immediately promotion. He is benefited and he has the right to kill this man. These are the injunctions in the Shastras. So Shastra never encouraging this. But those who are in the tamogun, in the darkness, just to raise them gradually to the satogun, some concession is given. Just like government. Government opens liquor shop. The liquor shop is open not to encourage. Nowadays, of course, the situation is different. But the fact is that if the government does not open liquor shop, these rascals will distill liquor every home. Therefore, government gives some concession. These are concessions. These are not required at all. For human beings, they are not required. Therefore, we restrict. No intoxication, no meat eating. It is not required. Simply, we are habituated to indulge in these sinful activities. They are not required. To speak frankly, there is no necessity even for marrying. There is no necessity. If one can remain a brahmachari all through, there is a great benefit. Great benefit. Janamaitanadigrihamedisukhammituccham. What is the benefit? It is increasing botheration. But they are trying to get out of botheration. Just like we see advertisement, 1, 2, 3, bus, no more children. And other, what I shall do? Kill. That's all. Kill them by contraceptive method or directly. Don't allow more than 1, 2, 3 children. They understand that it is botheration. And the Shastra also says, botheration. Janamaitanadigrihamidisukhammitucchamkandugane-nakarayu-divalipha-dukkham. Tippantaneha-kripana-bahudukkha-bhaja. Bahudukkha-bhaja. Kandutiva-manasija-visaheta-dhira. All right, I have begotten one child. I have to take care of so much care, all this. But all right, you have trouble, taken so much trouble, stop here. No more, no again. Tippanta neha kripana bahudukkha bhaja. There's so many botheration. But still, we do it practically. Why? It is said that ajitātmano cannot control the senses, become victimized. Victims of sense enjoyment. Ajitātmano. So Prahlad Maharaj is speaking of this ajitātmano. Those rascals who cannot control the senses. First, their business is to sleep as much as possible. 12 hours, 14 hours. In the Western countries, sometimes 16 hours or 24 hours. In the beginning, in the Second Avenue, 26, when our morning prayer was going on, 7, not very early. And so many other tenants half naked. Mr. Judah was ordained. Mr. Judah, what is this going on? Stop it, stop it. And says, Mr. Judah used to say, no, no, they will not stop, I cannot say. You go to the police. So sometimes police were coming to stop us. But we did not stop. They are ajitātma. Ajitātma. Jitātma, no? The human life is meant for gaining victory over the senses. No, better be victimized by the senses. This is modern civilization. Modern civilization means the more you become victimized by senses, you are advanced. So here, the ajitātmana, their first business is to eat voraciously and to sleep unlimitedly. This is ajitātmana. So, this ajitātmana in another place, Bhagavata it is said, paśyatāṁ ātmatattvaṁ grihesu grihamedinā nidrāhyate naktraṁ nidrāhyate naktraṁ babāyena ca bābhayam apasyatāmātmatattvaṁ grihesu grihamedinā. This family life, grihesu, grihamedinā, are very much attached. This is maya. Prahlāda Mahārāja, from the age of 5 years, he condemned hityātma-ghātam grihānda-kūpam. Griha, this so-called family life, is a dark well. We are thinking we are very happily living with nice wife and children and working very hard, getting money. But Shastra says you are fallen in the dark well, grihanda kupam. And all right, let me remain here. No, atmaghatam. If you remain in this way, then you will kill your soul. Atmaghatam. Therefore, in the Vedic civilization, there is compulsory. Get out. Panchasuddham banam braje. Now you are 50 years old, pass. Immediately get out. No, I have got so many duties, I have got this. No. Brajet, compulsory. This verb is used, vidhiling. There is no argument. You must, just like when nature calls you, that you must be. Similarly, this is Vedic civilization. Not that unless you are killed or being shot down by somebody else, you are not living the grihanda kupam. This is not Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization is that brahmachari, grihastha, manaprastha, sannyas. You must be prepared, especially the higher caste, especially the brahmanas. The brahmanas must observe the 4 adhyatmic principles, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, brahmana. They do not go even to the grihastha life, remain brahmachari. But even he goes only for 25 years. It is said, punsa varsa satam ki ayu. So divide this varsa satam, 100 years, 25 years brahmachari, 25 years grihastha, 25 years manaprastha, and last 25 years sannyas. There is real civilization. Not that no brahmachari, no manaprastha, no sannyas, simply grihastha. They are not grihastha. They are called grihamedi. Apasyatāmātmatattvaṁ grihesu grihamedinā. There are 2 words, grihamedhi and grihastha. Grihastha means that is only for 25 years. not more than that. That is Grihastha. And those who are Grihastha up to the point of death, or unless he is killed, that is Grihamedhi. Grihamedhi means he has made his center the wife and family, just like one cow is tied with the rope and with a fixed up wood, and he is going around here this way. And he is thinking that he is going around the world. Yes. So Grihamedhi means he has fixed up his center, his wife and children, and going around throughout the whole life. No ending. They are called Grihamedhi. And Grihastha means Grihastha Ashram. Grihamedhi Ashram. Grihamedhi, only Grihamedhi. And Grihastha Ashram. Grihastha Ashram means it is as good as another ashram. Sannyas Ashram, Grihastha Ashram. If he lives according to the regulative principle, that is ashram. That is also not for all the time, only for 25 years. So those who do not observe these rules and regulations, they are called ajitātmanaḥ, uncontrolled victims of senses, victimized by the senses, ajitātmanaḥ. So their business is to sleep as much as possible. They are never practiced to get up early in the morning, unless they are bombed or knocked. They cannot take this practice. These are ajitātmanaḥ. So, niṣphalaṁ. This ajitātmanaḥ means they are passing their days without any benefit. Niṣphalaṁ. Without any result. Human life is meant for good result. Arthadam, adhurvam, durlabhaṁ manusaṁ janma, tadapi adhubam arthadam. That is the Prahlad Maharaj's description. That is the fact. The human life is so valuable, and I shall waste it simply by sleeping. Therefore, Goswamis, our predecessor gurus, they have shown Nidrahara Biharakadi Vijito. They conquered over these things, Nidra, sleeping. Nidra is very dangerous, according to Vedic civilization. It is simply a waste of time. If one is not serious about the value of this human form of life, he may waste his time by sleeping. But no, if we follow our predecessors, our Goswamis, who were all ministers, but they came to Vrindavan to practice what Nidrahara Viharakadi Vijito, to conquer over sleeping, eating, and mating. And coming to Vrindavan, if we indulge in that way, then what is the use of coming to Vrindavan? Go to hell and live there. The Vrindavan life is that. You have to practice Nidrahara Viharakadi Vijito. That is wanted. So, those who are ajitātmana, although they have got 100 years age, still 50 years they are wasting at least, because they will sleep at night 12 hours. So 50 years wasted. And the other 50 years, that will be described in the next verse, 20 years by sporting. Because a man, a boy, it is natural, every country, they are students, instead of becoming brahmachari, brahmachari guru grihe, basandanta, instead of becoming shanta danta, very peaceful, they are indulging in sporting. This is introduced in India also. I have seen in Calcutta many young men at 12 o'clock noon they are playing football. Why? There is no engagement. What he'll do? Unemployment. There is no employment because education means to become servant, to write one application and go office to office. Sir, give me some service. No vacancy. Get out. This is education. After taking the BAMA degrees, they have no employment. So what they will do? They will form party of anarchists and Naxalite and play football because they must have some engagement. This is advancement of civilization. Instead of utilizing the valuable form of human life, there is always wasting. And at night they are sleeping and at noon they are playing football. You see, wasting in this time. So, this will be explained next one. Mugdhasya balye kaisa kirata jati vinshati. By so-called sporting life, 20 years passed, 50 years by sleeping, and 20 years by football. And then 70 years passed. And jaraya grasyate hasya jati kalpasya vinshati. And when he is old man, here is pain, here is rheumatism, here is diabetes and so on. So by treatment, by blood examination, by this, vinshati, another 20 years. So 20 years sporting, 20 years diabetes, and 50 years sleeping, then where is life? Where is the opportunity for Krishna consciousness? This is modern civilization. So, we are trying to save people from this modern civilization. This is modern means, in this age, it is excessively has increased. But this process was existent, this is the way of material life. So in the Satya Yuga, it was less. In the Treta Yuga it was more, and the Dwapar Yuga it is still more, and Kali Yuga it is full. This is the difference of ages. Therefore, Kalu in this age, Nastiva 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 Gatiranatha, Harir Nama Ivakivalam. Kalu Sankirtanai Pravi Jajanti Sumedasa. There is no hope for liberation from this material bondage except chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Other things, it is not possible. If you want to revive the old Vedic civilization, brahmachari and grihastha vanaprastha and brahman, khatriya, these are all spoiled. Everything is spoiled. Then what is the position? Kalau Shudra Sambhava. In this age, simply they are Shudras. So, then how the Shudras will be delivered by your Krishna consciousness? Yes, they will. Not only Shudras, those who are less than Shudras. Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pukkasa Abhira Sambha Javanakasad. Jenne Chupam. Not only Shudras, the less than the Panchamas, the 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade, 10th grade, all rascals and all sinful men, they will be all delivered simply by Krishna consciousness. Papi tapi jato chilo hari name uddha. To take this chanting of Hare Krishna and your life will be saved. Thank you very much.